prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Two witch doctors sentenced to 2 years, 6 months imprisonment for plotting to harm President Hichilema. ZRA seizes over 3.7 million in Kasempa mining raid. In global news, WHO begins Ebola vaccinations in DRC as outbreak spreads. Good afternoon, with the main news, my name is Motolo Mwamba. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced two witch doctors, 43-year-old Leonard Piri of Pinda and 42-year-old Mozambican national Justin Mabulesi to 2 years, 6 months jail term for the offences of possessing charms and practicing witchcraft in an attempt plot to harm President Hakainde Hichilema. When they were in the sentence this morning, Magistrate Fine Mayumbu indicated that the mission to harm President Hichilema in 5 days as planned by the duo would have resulted in economical losses for the country and other negative impacts to citizens. Magistrate Mayumbu explained that although the duo are first offenders and entitled leniency, their intention for the mission was nothing else but to kill, making the custodial sentence with hard labor necessary. He handed the duo a 24-month sentence in court one and a 6-month sentence in the second count, with hard labor effective the day of their arrest in December last year and will run concurrently. Last Friday, Magistrate Mayumbu found that through the evidence presented by the police in a video, Leonard Piri explained that a tail of chameleon would be used with other concoctions to kill a person, and that the duo knew from the beginning the purpose of their journey. The Ministry of Education has announced that out of a total of 136,444 candidates who sought for the 2025 General Certificate of Education GCE examinations, 117,301 passed at least one subject, while 19,154 failed. Announcing the results in Lusaka today, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima said among the candidates, 15,331 sat for five or more subjects. Mr. Siakalima said that out of these, 3,190 obtained the full general certificate of education, 10,531 received statements for passing fewer than five subjects, and 110 failed completely. At grade 9 level, Mr. Siakalima disclosed that 138,152 candidates registered for the junior secondary exam examinations and 130,615 representing 94.54% sat for the examinations. He says of those, 102,271 candidates representing 78.29% passed and at least one subject, or 28,734 failed all subjects. Meanwhile, the Minister of Education has withheld the results of 496 candidates across both junior and secondary external and GCE examination due to suspected malpractice.
Specifically, a total of 17 cases of suspected examination malpractice were reported during the 2025 junior secondary external examination, while a total of 479 cases were reported during the 2025 General Certificate of Education examination. The results of all the affected candidates have been withheld pending determination by appropriate committee of the Examinations Council of Zambia Board. I wish to reiterate the government of the Republic of Zambia will not tolerate any form of examination malpractice, and erring individuals shall be dealt with in accordance with the law.
Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA, through its investigations department, has successfully conducted an enforcement operation targeting four non-compliant mining premises in Kasempa District and seized cash amounting to over 3.7 million and over $3,000 suspected undeclared income and taxes. The mining companies raided during the exercise are Katenge Resources Limited, Ken Reliable, Sanyon Investment and Sino Oxygen. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the operation forms part of the authorities' efforts to curb tax evasion, ensure compliance with tax laws and safeguard government revenue. Mr. Nzala has disclosed that further, one of the directors of Sino Oxygen, Mr. Hung, was arrested on site after attempting to bribe a ZRA officer with 10,000 kwacha by stashing the same into the officer's pocket in an effort to obstruct him from carrying out his duties. He said the suspect was handed over to Anti-Corruption Commission for further investigation and possible prosecution.
The most important thing is to ensure that everyone who's earning income and they are eligible to pay taxes by law is to ensure that they are compliant in their dealings with the Republic of Zambia. And in this particular case, we want to ensure that everyone who's involved in mining of any type of metal, they abide by the provisions of the law when it comes to their tax obligations and rights. So this is what we're doing as an authority. In Kasempa, of course, we did raid four companies. These were Katenga Resources Limited, Ken Reliable, Union Investment, and Sino Octasin.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has launched the online voter pre-registration platform aimed at reducing inconveniences during the mass voter registration exercise running from October 13th to November 11th, 2025. The online platform will be available up to 3rd November 2025 and will enable eligible voters to initiate registration process online unless completed physically. Speaking at the launch in Lusaka this morning, ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zelomis emphasized that those already have voters' cards do not need to register again unless for purposes of replacement. Mrs. Zelomis has since urged all eligible voters to ensure they register during the registration period.
This clarion call to all eligible citizens is special because as we go for the mass voter registration between October and November, some of them will not be 18. But we make a special consideration that those who turn 18 on the 30th of April 2026, that they should register as voters during the search period. Because, I know you're going to ask why. It's because when we prepare that register, the register of voters, a person has to be 18 to comply with the law.
In global news, the World Health Organization has begun vaccinating frontline health workers and contacts of infected individuals in response to a new Ebola outbreak in the Democratic of Congo, Kasai Province. An initial 400 doses of the Ebola vaccine have been delivered to Bilope, the epicenter of the outbreak, from a national stockpile of 2,000 doses. The International Coordinating Group on Vaccine Provision has approved the shipment of an additional 45,000 doses to help contain the spread. The BBC reports on other world stories.
Qatar is hosting a meeting of Arab and Islamic leaders to discuss last week's Israeli airstrike targeting Hamas officials in Doha. A draft resolution is reported to say that Israel's hostile acts threaten peace and coexistence. The president of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, urged Muslim countries to break off ties with Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting Benjamin Netanyahu at the Israeli Prime Minister's office in Jerusalem. Israeli airstrike is expected to be high on the agenda. China has warned the United States not to encourage its allies to impose secondary tariffs on countries that purchase Russian oil. China's commerce industry urged the U.S. to be prudent in words and deeds and solve differences through dialogue.
We'll take a break.
A whole new light for radio.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, says investor confidence in the country has significantly improved with actual